You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Our producer Jack spoke to New Zealand business journalist Rob Oram about the state of New Zealand's tax system and how Labour and Nationals policies will shape the future of New Zealand.
In the future of like working and things like that, when it seems like a UBI, universal basic income, is going to come in, how are we going to tax people if they're not working so much?
So when a UBI or similar is in place, there will still be additional income on top of that to be taxed. In addition, we've got some big gaps in our tax net, not the least of which is on capital gains, which are essentially free from being taxed. And this is a big imbalance in the economy because income is taxed far more severely and more comprehensively than capital gains. And so by taxing capital gains, that balance things up. There is another area that I think is incredibly important, which is about taxing bad things, not good things. So right now we tax good things like income and profits, but we don't tax bad things like pollution and resource depletion and the rest. And so if you look at all of the developed countries in the OECD, we've got, we're right down at the bottom of the end of the range of the amount of tax revenue coming from environmental taxes. And in the top end of the range, it's quite a multiple more than us. So just as we should be taxing capital gains, we should also be taxing environmental degradation, and is a way of trying to drive, you know, better practice by people. So don't worry, there's lots of other ways that governments...
We're not going to stop taxing people anytime soon.
No. I'm not cavalier about tax. You know, a government should never take more tax than is absolutely needed. Every taxation needs to be thought about very carefully. But we won't run out of avenues. And once we've completely cleaned up the environment and we've run out of environmental taxes, we'll find something else.
So you could be treated more something like cigarettes, something like that. You know, the bad things people do, we could tax them more like that. Is that kind of what you're getting at?
Yeah, and that's a very good example, because the excise duty on tax is very on smoking. Is very considerable. So that's a perfect example of that. Now, that's obviously only a tiny drop in the bucket of government revenues compared with other sources of tax, but the principle's spot on.
And so, I think that it's quite interesting, the whole capital gains argument. Is that, it seems to be something that's quite divisive. Is capital gains tax something that should be implemented?
Yes, absolutely. Primarily because of getting a better balance in the economy and in the tax system. And therefore, one of the aspects of that would be, one of the benefits would be to take some pressure off the housing market, for example, because that's a great place for capital gains, tax-free capital gains. But conversely, it also evens up the playing field, and therefore, hopefully, it will result in more investment in the productive side of the economy, sort of businesses of various kinds, for example. The other very important argument about capital gains tax is that we're down to about only two or three countries in the OECD where there isn't a form of capital gains tax. And this is a really serious anomaly that's worth addressing to make sure we're back in line with, you know, best international practice.
It is. I feel like it's a bit of a hard sell, capital gains tax, because most the highest percentage of voters are probably that which own houses or more than one houses. So I think I can see it being an unpopular thing to try and sell to the voting public.
Yes, but again, Labour, for example, makes it very clear that its ideas, should it, because it hasn't recommitted yet to a capital gains tax, but if it did, the family home would be exempt from that. So it would only be additional homes, investment properties. The alternative to a capital gains tax is a wealth tax, and this is what Gareth Morgan is proposing with the Opportunities Party. And in some ways, that's simpler, and in some ways it's broader.